This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Climate advocates call for stronger cross-border cooperation to tackle climate crisis. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli urged to start Nepalganj New Delhi direct flights, assures talks with India. Speaker Devaraj Ghimire discusses implementation of a special committee report on Federal Civil Service Bill. And United Nations condemns targeted Israeli attack that killed 5 Al Jazeera journalists. Now, the news in detail. Experts have called for stronger cross-border cooperation to reduce the growing risk and potential losses in mountain river basins caused by climate crisis. Speaking at an interaction program titled Rising Climate Crisis, What Are the Solutions? Organized yesterday by Nepal Forum of Environmental Journalists, NEFIS, they stressed the need for a transboundary early warning system to minimize disaster risk and damages. They highlighted that the lack of cross-border information sharing and inter-agency coordination is worsening the human and economic impacts of climate-related disasters. Changgang Zhang, head of the Climate and Environment Division at ISIMOD, said well-funded research and studies are vital to addressing climate-related events. Climate change expert Dr. Dharma Uprati noted that Nepal cannot tackle these challenges alone as multi-hazard events are increasing. Glacial flood researcher Sri Kamal Dwivedi emphasized the need to strengthen Nepal's capacity to reduce climate risk, while Reena Chaudhary from the Nepal National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority said the authority is actively working on risk reduction, post-disaster facilitation and implementing mitigation measures as a coordinating body. CPN-UML chairperson and Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has said that any institutions or foundation operating under the party must work in party's interest and support its movement. Speaking yesterday at a program to administer the oath of office to the newly elected chair of Madan Ashrit Memorial Foundation, Pradeep Gewali, Prime Minister Oli, who is also the foundation patron, stressed that organizations established in the name of iconic leaders should not be turned into a cash cow. UML Deputy General Secretary Pradeep Gewali was elected chair of the foundation during its 31st General Convention on August 8, following the passing of the previous chair, Pradeep Nepal, on May 6. People's representatives and industrialists from Bake and Bardia districts have urged Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli to initiate direct flights between Nepalganj in western Nepal and New Delhi, India. In a meeting at the Prime Minister's residence in Balwatar yesterday, they submitted a memorandum saying the service would boost the commercial growth of 22 districts in western Nepal, as Nepalganj Airport already has the required infrastructure. Prime Minister Oli assured that discussions would be held with Indian authorities, while the delegation also met Foreign Minister Dr. Arjurana Deoba to seek her support. In a separate program in Kathmandu, Prime Minister Oli said national confidence stems from the confidence of individuals. He added that talent and diligence are equally important, urging youths to focus on cooperation rather than arrogance. The death toll from a road accident in Sunsari district yesterday morning has risen to 5. According to District Police Office spokesperson Deputy Superintendent of Police Yograj Khatioda, 28 people were injured when a bus travelling from Kakarbitta to Diktil collided with an oncoming microbus at Bokra Norsing Rural Municipality 3. 5 of the injured died, while 20 others are undergoing treatment at various health facilities. The condition of the 3 injured is reported to be normal. Police suspect speeding as the cause of the fatal crash. Speaker of the House of Representatives, Devaraj Ghimire, has held discussions on implementing the report of the Parliamentary Special Committee on the Federal Civil Service Bill. According to his press advisor, Sekhar Adhikari, the speaker met separately with CPN-UML Chief Whip Mahesh Kumar Bartola, Chief Whip of Coalition Partner Nepali Congress Shyam Kumar Ghimire, and Federal Parliament General Secretary Padma Prasad Pandey. He said Joint Secretary Kanchan Dulal has been assigned as Secretary of the Committee to enhance its effectiveness. Minister for Home Affairs Ramesh Lekhak has said the bill to amend the Citizenship Act aims to recognize the mother as the primary guardian of a child, granting her the right to solely declare and assume responsibility for the child's citizenship. Responding to concerns during discussions at the National Assembly's Legislation Management Committee yesterday, the minister said the bill ensures a mother's full right to pass on citizenship if she declares that the child's father cannot be presented, with provisions for legal inquiry and penalties if the declaration is false. The bill also proposes that a child can obtain citizenship in the mother's name if the father is deceased, not assisting in acquiring citizenship, or is married to another person. On naturalized citizenship, the bill requires a mother's declaration that the child has not obtained foreign citizenship through the father, a shift from the current law which requires only the applicant's declaration. The minister also recalled the Supreme Court's directive to issue citizenship in the mother's name. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Daddy, India jani, mommy China jani. Dubai jana Facebook ra Viber ma zero. Ani hamile kasari contact garne?
Timiharu Facebook ra Viber ma hero bhara ke garne? Nepal Telecom le lyako sewa suvidha ko bare ma zero rahe chau. Aile Nepal Telecom le roaming sewa lyaeko cha. चाइना र इन्डियामा हाम्रो यही प्रिपेड मोबाइल मजाले चल्छ। बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन।
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त?
किन थाहा नहुनु? यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *1415 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ। तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ।
नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको संचार।
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. International Youth Day is being celebrated today, highlighting the contributions and potential of young people worldwide. This year's theme is Local Youth Actions for the Sustainable Development Goals, SDGs, and Beyond. The day also serves as a reminder of challenges facing youth, including unemployment, limited access to education, and social inequality. Speaking at an event organized yesterday on the eve of the International Youth Day by the Association of Youth Organizations Nepal, AYON, Minister for Communications and Information Technology, Prithibi Subba Gurung, said youth participation in Nepal's development is significant and should be further encouraged, adding that the capacity to bring social transformation lies in youth leadership. Minister for Drinking Water Pradeep Yadav has held discussions with an expert team from the Indian government on addressing the drinking water crisis in Tarai Madhes. According to the ministry spokesperson, Joint Secretary Meena Shrestha, the team arrived in Nepal at the minister's special invitation to explore long-term solutions. The experts will visit crisis-hit districts today and consult stakeholders to prepare an action plan to resolve the problem. As confirmed by the Agricultural Development Directorate, nearly 77% of paddy transplantation has been completed in the 8 districts of Madhes province by the first week of August. Director Jitendra Yadav said Bara district recorded the highest progress at 95%, while Mahottari district had the lowest at 61.5%. Transplantation gained momentum with recent regular rainfall, providing much-needed relief to farmers who had previously relied on costly deep-tube wells for irrigation amid an unreliable electricity supply. Now, on to an international news update. The UN Human Rights Office has condemned an Israeli airstrike in Gaza that killed 6 journalists, calling it a grave breach of international law. 5 of the victims included correspondent Anas Al-Sharif worked for Al Jazeera, while another was a freelance journalist. Israel claimed Sharif led a Hamas terrorist cell, an allegation he denied and has provided little evidence. The Committee to Protect Journalists said it was appalled by the attack, noting at least 186 journalists have been killed since Israel's military offensive began in October 2023, the deadliest period for journalists since 1992. Meanwhile, Gaza's Hamas-run health ministry reports 5 more deaths from malnutrition in the past 24 hours, including one child, bringing the total to 222 deaths, of which 101 were children. Israel denies there is starvation in Gaza and has accused UN agencies of failing to collect and distribute aid from border points. Now, the general weather forecast for today. With the influence of the monsoon winds across the country, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast that today's weather is likely to remain generally cloudy throughout the country. Moderate rain is likely to occur at many places in the hilly region of the country and at some places in the rest of the Tarai regions of the country. There is also a possibility of heavy rainfall at one or two places in the hilly regions of Kosi province today. Currently, the monsoon low pressure trough is located farther north than its average position near Nepal's Tarai region. Temperatures in Kathmandu Valley are forecast to range from a minimum of 20 to 22 degrees Celsius with daytime highs between 25 to 27 degrees Celsius. That wraps up our news bulletin for today. But before we go, here is a quick recap of the headlines again. Climate advocates call for stronger cross-border cooperation to tackle climate crisis. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli urged to start Nepalgunj New Delhi direct flights, assures talks with India. Speaker Devaraj Ghimire discusses implementation of Special Committee report on Federal Civil Service Bill. And United Nations condemns targeted Israeli attack that killed 5 Al Jazeera journalists. That's all for today's bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 p.m. You can also catch us online at RadioNepalOnline.com and our mobile app. For more news and updates, stay tuned. Have a good day.